Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lincoln. How may I help you today?
Yes, I received something on my email, and they say I won the vacuum cleaner just to pay shipping and handling of $2. So I'm kind of find out, is this real or fake? And there's the number they put at the bottom of it.
Yes, that is correct. We've been doing this now for a couple of months.
Say that again?
I said, yes, that is correct. We've been doing this now for a couple of months. Did you put your information in?
I put it, but I didn't put my payment card because it said just pay only $2. Because sometimes when they say that, uh-huh. At the end of the day, they go back and charge your card for another price. So that's why I said, let me call to see if it's true.
Did you read all the information before you put your card in?
Yes, I did, but I didn't sign it yet. I didn't send it through yet.
So what did it say, the dollar you had to pay?
He said, I didn't pay $2. That's it. Because you scroll, it's like a little scratches. They opened a box to Amazon. Because they said, if you answer 4x4, which I did answer the 4 questions.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you ordered by Amazon before, which I did. So they transferred me to a site with Amazon. And they said, open one of the box. And one of the box came up with this vacuum cleaner. I said, I want it. Just pay $2 for shipping and handling. That's it.
All right, so did you read the terms and conditions?
There's no terms and conditions on this one. I'm still right in front of it.
And you don't see any of the terms and conditions on the page before you put your card in?
Nope. I guess it's the safety key lock, and that's about it.
Okay, does it let you go past the payment information?
Not sure. I didn't push my payment in because I just want to make sure it's no guinea pig before I send my card through. But I don't want my card to start billing for stuff back and forth. That's why I said, let me call first.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, does it let you like pass by the payment information part?
Like, yeah, I was at the payment point. Like, I put my card in. I just didn't push submit yet.
And you're saying you don't see anything else towards the bottom of the page?
No, because when they send you to the Amazon site to win it. And I think they do over today. Today, 30 March 2022, you have been chosen to participate in the survey if you won only anything. So that's when they say, I won the vacuum.
Mm-hmm. And what else does it say?
And then it took me to the box and said, pick one of the box. I pick one and it said, I get another extra chance. And I pick second, that's for the vacuum popper that I won.
Yeah, it should be more information on there, like towards the bottom for you to read, you know. I'm not sure why you're saying you don't see it. It's not on
So
there.
Let me ask you this. So if I pay that $2 shipping, at the end of the day, are they still going to bill me for the whole vacuum? Or how does this promo work?
No, they're not going to bill you for the vacuum. The vacuum is an entry to win it.
Only just the $2 you have to pay for, that's it?
If that's what it told you, that's what I was asking you. Did you see any other information before you submitted?
Mm-mm, nothing else. I'm kind of skeptical to send my stuff through and I ended up getting bill. Everybody's be careful nowadays. Every penny counts.
I know. You're right.
Even though they have vacuum cleaner, but hey, they give you free stuff. Free stuff might be free. Sometimes free stuff might cost you. Welcome to America.
You're right about that.
Let me go read more about it. If my mind really want to put my card in, I won't. That's also, I have one card in. I have like $5 on it. I will use my own card. So if they take that $5, I don't care. But my bad card, I had too much money there. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Are you so welcome? Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great
You're welcome.
Day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye. You ready?